listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, it may seem obvious that diagnostic health screenings are a good thing, but it turns out that after a certain age, they can do more harm than good. Right now, an ongoing series of investigative reports looks at a group of barrel recycling plants in the Milwaukee area. Over a year ago, reporters found dangerous working conditions, a lack of safety protocols, and environmental hazards at the plants. Recently, they spoke with St. Francis residents about how emissions from one of the facilities affect their lives and their health. John Diedrich is a reporter and an assistant editor on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's investigative team. He's been working on the paper's series called Burned. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
You and a handful of other reporters at the Journal Sentinel have been covering these plants for almost a year now. What did you originally find that started this series looking into these barrel plants?
Well, this industry is little known. I think that's fair to say, and the risks that we found were high, but not a well-known industry. This is an industry that refurbishes 55-gallon drums. Those are the drums that could carry anything from vegetable oil to chemicals, paints, things of that nature. And these drums, which we sort of are all accustomed to, come back to plants to be reused and refurbished and sometimes recycled. And same thing with big plastic totes, is what they're called, containers that are used for this matter. And so the investigation started when we heard from a whistleblower, somebody who was a safety consultant actually hired by the company, Container Lifecycle Management, to come in and assess the risk in their plant and what needed to be done to improve some safety hazards. And what he saw startled him in terms of lack of safety and also the lack of commitment on the part of the company to change anything. And he was so concerned about that he became a whistleblower and started recording secretly the safety managers for the company describing dangerous conditions, chemicals being mixed together and chemicals being burned off into the surrounding areas, unsafe work conditions for employees and for residents living nearby. And so as we dug in deeper, we took that as the beginning point and then dug in deeply looking at records for this industry, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the country.
And so the specific company that you're looking at in the Milwaukee area is Mid-America Steel Drum, correct?
That's right. It's the name of the company as it's locally known. The corporate name is Container Lifecycle Management, which is unknown to most people, but Mid-America is the name that has been on these facilities for years and continues to be. That is facilities in St. Francis, Oak Creek, and Milwaukee.
So as you said, you looked at the effects on employees and nearby residents, and these plants do a lot of burning, and those emissions are an issue for people living in the neighborhoods around them. And you spoke to several residents near the Mid-America plant in St. Francis, and what stories did they have to tell you about living next to the plant or near the plant?
Well, these facilities, the burning operations, are part of the reclamation or refurbishing process of the drums. So they come in and the material, they're supposed to be empty, and this is sort of the big rub, is they come in with material inside of them, and that is, according to our whistleblower and safety consultant and also employees, that they're coming in with material inside of them. But in any case, through the process, when they are being cleaned out and refurbished and prepared for reuse, they're put through a thermal oxidizer, which burns off what material is left in there. And that material is then released into the adjoining area and nearby area. And as you mentioned, the residents, particularly in St. Francis, live quite close to the facility. There's houses that literally join the property line. And so they are experiencing a lot of problems with smells, and the smells are really dependent on the wind. And so, and these have gone on for a long time. The corporate name of that entity has changed over time, but they've done similar operations for more than. The complaints have gone on for more than 15 years. And the smells that they pick up from there could be anything from industrial paint smells to what's being burned, because they also paint the drums themselves. Mm-hmm. all that gets sort of mixed together into this exhaust system and expelled over the neighborhoods. And it's quite describing, they describe it as, you know, just really makes living in the neighborhood quite unpleasant, and that the smoke comes out, and sometimes it'll just literally lay on the ground and obscure the grass. It's such a heavy, white, opaque smoke that's coming out of the smokestack, forcing them inside and closing all the windows and just making life quite miserable for them in those days.
Well, and several people also told you that they or their family members have experienced health problems that they can't obviously pin directly on the emissions, but it seems pretty likely that there's some connection.
Well, so it is. There are a number of people who've experienced various health issues, and these are subchronic ailments, things like nasal problems, headaches, dizziness, peripheral neuropathy, which is tingling in the fingers and toes, or numbness, things of that nature. And so, and they can't explain what it is, though when they're nearby, you know, when they're near the plant, things seem to be worse. And this is something we were interested to see, was there some detail of that, you know, or some proof of that. And so we at the Journal Sentinel hired a industrial environmental testing company to come up and do testing from of the air in the nearby area, and they were set up for more than a week, and during that time they identified volatile organic chemicals in the area and at levels that would constitute a nuisance, and also that would constitute contributing to subchronic ailments like these I mentioned. And it's important to note that the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, which on their own, independently of ours, did their own testing, and they identified some of these same VOCs, pollutants, essentially chemical pollutants that are in the area. And those may be contributing. I should note that EPA continues to research the possible health effects of this particular, these emissions.
We're talking with John Diedrich. He's a reporter and assistant editor on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's investigative team. We're talking about their ongoing investigation into possible health and environmental concerns stemming from a barrel refurbishing plant in St. Francis specifically. And John, as you said, the plants that you're investigating in the Milwaukee area have been found in violation of environmental laws by the EPA, also by the state's DNR. So have the plants taken any corrective measures, or have any fines or punishments been handed down?
Well, so far we have five different governmental agencies, as you mentioned, DNR, EPA, also OSHA, DOT, and the MMSD, which is the sewerage district here in Milwaukee County, all have found violations, more than 70 to date and $116,000 in fines so far, and the investigation continues. The company has made some adjustments, though they've said that they're willing to work with EPA on some of this. However, on other cases, they are vowing a fight in terms of the violations, that they disagree with the definitions and the regulatory authority of EPA and or DNR to act in these cases. And the fines associated with DNR and EPA have not been leveled at this point. So what they've found is they've issued these notices of violation, the company's disputing them in some cases, and the fines are yet to follow. It is interesting to note, too, that the company has been has resisted some of the inspection efforts. Vis-a-vis in February, March, when they first came in, the EPA and DNR and others were stopped from entering the plant for more than an hour. They had to wait for the attorney from the company to arrive. And when they finally did get into the plant, EPA concluded that the operations were staged. In other words, they were not doing what they would typically do, and that's in violation of federal inspection rules and law, that they need to see exactly what happens when they're operating. So they went to court and got a court order, and yet still When they went back, they were detained for almost a half an hour from getting into the plant. And that's the basis of some of the complaints as well. I should note that the other concern that EPA had in terms of the health risk is EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, sent inspectors to the facility area over summer. And their own inspectors, as they were interviewing residents in the area near the St. Francis plant, their own inspectors started to feel some of these ailments themselves, headaches, fatigue, dizziness, things of that nature, and reported those. So all that led to this heightened sense that EPA needed to get in there and see exactly what was happening, and that's what resulted in the violations.
The St. Francis City Council recently met about the situation at the Mid-America plant. What came out of that meeting, Jen?
Well, so it's been years, as I mentioned, that this issue's come up, and even through the last few months, they haven't done much of anything, couldn't even bring it up at the council meeting. But after our testing came out and after EPA came out with some of their findings, that they have vowed, the city council has vowed to put it on their agenda every meeting here for the foreseeable future. The other thing that's interesting is EPA has asked the city health department in St. Francis to sort of be their quick reaction force, if you will, to go out and take air samples, because as I mentioned, EPA has done testing, but they have a need to do testing that would respond to actual smell complaints. So when smells come in, the health department will be trained by the EPA to take out canisters, negative pressure canisters, that are able to measure down to the parts per billion, and be able to take air samples and send those back to EPA to find out what is coming out. And that was what we found out so clearly in the testing that we did, is that wind plays such a huge factor, and that something it could be smelling, and operational efforts as well. What's going on in the plant? What's being sold, you know, what's being burned, and what's being, you know, dispersed at the time will have a big factor on, you know, on what's actually in the air.
Well, John, thanks for joining us, and we'll certainly be keeping track of this topic and asking you to give us an update in the future.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
John Diedrich is a reporter and an assistant editor on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's investigative team. He was with us for an update on a group of troubled barrel refurbishing plants in the Milwaukee area.